What is public relations? The Public Relations Society of India defines PR as the planned, systematic and continued effort to establish trust between the company and its stakeholders. Public relations can be of a personal and a non-personal arena. Its aim is at creating the linkage, mutual understanding, goodwill or trust between the company and its stakeholders. Basically, what it's doing is, public relationship is you're systematically trying to communicate and establish trust with your shareholders, with your customers, with your stakeholders, your staff, all of them. So it's a public relations. It can be personal, can be non-personal, and it creates a link between the organization and its stakeholders. It's a two-way communication aimed towards developing credibility rather than having visibility. Diverse nature of stakeholders or target audience is much wider in case of PR than in case of advertising. In view of changes in Companies Act that promotes CSR, corporate social responsibility, importance of PR has gained significant importance. Now, this is a very important point because at the end of the day, CSR, company social responsibility, creates a brand image not only in minds of the stakeholders but also in the minds of its customers. So it becomes an important aspect to communicate what CSR activities are being done to every stakeholder. Sales, promotion and merchandising. So we've been gone through this throughout. Hospitality and travel industry are all products which are perishable. So because they are perishable, every marketing person, salesperson is always on its toes. If you've not sold it today, it's a dead product. Now you can't sell it again tomorrow. Because that revenue is lost, you can't gain it back. It's not like a good which you sold. It's not like a watch. So there is always a need for, you know, controlling the market, demand, and manipulating the demand. There's always need for filling your hotel to capacity. And when it is full, to ensure that the other inquiries you get converted to another day. You need to do that, but you can't do that most of the time. But you need to try and do that. So sales promotion and merchandise, they are especially suitable for such short-term demand. So you do sales promotions because of that. You create more, you push your product, you merchandise your product. So it is a very, very essential tool for hospitality and travel business. Price reduction is a very important tool, very important incentive in sales promotion and merchandising. What it does is it provides incentives. So when you're doing price fluctuation, when you're moving, giving a discount or you're it's a very powerful tool. So if somebody has stayed with you, has got the room for 6,000 earlier, now gets it 5,000, feels lucky, he wants to come here again instead of going somewhere else. So price reduction is a very important tool. And it's a powerful incentive for people to come back at least. Or people to even try your product because they're probably price sensitive. They don't want to spend more than 5,500. They want to spend 6,000. You give it now 5,500, they'll come. And then you make these packages, weekend packages as an example. In city hotels, weekday packages in Dejapur properties during weekdays. Like Lonavala, you do weekday packages. You're not getting people to come to weekdays. So they become important tools too. Special prices for special events. They become important tools. They become your sales promotional tools. They allow you to promote sales. Price is a very highly motivating factor in hospitality. Please understand this. Personal selling. Now, this is a very, very important aspect in hospitality. Direct interaction between buyer and seller. Most important. Take an example. I want to book a banquet hall for a wedding or whatever. For a function. My family. I go to 5-6 different hotels. I check out their banquet halls. I speak to their banquet managers, I speak to their sales managers, I'm talking to them, looking at their facilities. And my confidence is completely dependent on my conversation. I presume that these five or six which I have selected in my mind are all of similar nature, similar kind of experience and similar kind of service. But the confidence which the person who is giving me, personal selling which that person sells to me, the face-to-face conversation which he has with me, that gives me my confidence that this fellow will be able to handle my party better than the other two. I prefer doing it with him. That is personal selling. I move into a restaurant. I'm sitting in a restaurant. I'm ordering a wine bottle. I don't know much about wine, so I'm looking at different wines. And upselling happens there. Personal selling happens there or all the time. I walk into the reception. Selling happens there. Personal selling is a major tool in hospitality. My face-to-face conversation with a person gives me a face to rely on. As a customer, I rely on that face. The confidence level in the face-to-face conversation comes in. That allows me, that gives me the confidence to buy. It can happen by telephone also. It can happen by video conferencing. Today's day and age, it can happen many which way. But that voice which I can put to the hotel, to the name of the organization, that face which I can put there, that gives me the confidence. That gives me the courage to buy, to spend the money. It is a core communication tool. It happens all the time in hotels. I am staying in the hotel. I talk to the houseboy who comes to clean my room. I ask him, which are the restaurants you have? And if he speaks to me confidently and sells me my restaurant in the hotel, otherwise I may go out of the hotel and eat. He just doesn't tell me, sir, yeah, go down, there is a Chinese restaurant and there is an Indian restaurant there. You go and eat there. No, he doesn't speak to me that way. He talks passionately about his products. That is your personal selling. That is which allows the upselling in your hotel. That allows you to get your entire revenue up. It doesn't come down, it goes up because of that. Your front office staff, your bellboys, your concierge, they are the ones who personally sell things to you. A hotel is not comprised of only rooms. It's got many aspects to it. It's got restaurants, it's got banquets, it's got everything. When I check into a hotel, I don't know what all it has. The person who takes my luggage with me, takes me up to the room, shows me the room, he's selling me other things. That's a part of personal selling. It's a core tool. You have to train all your staff in it. The marketing department should be able to, make a communicative message for all of them. Motivate them to sell it. It's an integral part of your overall marketing strategy. You can use it for advertising also in your rooms. You're advertising various other things in your rooms. You can advertise different hotels of your chain also in your rooms. You can use it for PR activities with your guests. A lot of things can happen in personal selling. It's a you ask thing. And it's so very important in the hospitality industry. You influence the purchase of it. You influence it to different categories. Different products. The person may not even think of it. You just influence it. You're standing at a reception, a guest is staying in your hotel. He comes down, starts talking to you, you talk to him. And you mention to him and you start talking to him about, we have a brilliant, a brilliant bar at the poolside. You should go and visit. You have influenced him. We in this restaurant, we are doing an activity today. So he may have not gone there. He may order room service, he may order a burger, sandwich or a meal in the room, which it's lined up spending 1,000 rupees, but you influenced him to go there. He may land up spending more because he gets enthused by the activities which are happening. You talk about more of the services, you give them more services. That is one portion, doing it in-house. Personal selling was only not represented to in-house sales. It is also represented to B2B sales. Your sales manager, your marketing person, is going to various corporates and talking to them, doing B2B sales. B2B purchases, B2B sales. You're talking to them, trying to tie up with them to come to your hotel, put their guests in. You're doing personal selling. You're wining and dining them. You're getting them into your hotel. You're wining, dining. You're trying to give them an experience so that, you know, they know what kind of experience their guests will get. So you're facilitating and enabling in B2B sales. All the time trying to, you know, drive a higher value from them. You're taking the help of all distribution channels. You're getting your personal selling. You're personally also selling to travel agents. You're talking to your travel agents. You're chit-chatting with them. You're becoming friendly with them. You're asking them for sales. You're sitting with them. You're encouraging them to purchase so that they can sell to others. So your distribution channels. Even your online travel agents. How do you personal selling increase your sales in online travel agents? What do? You sit with the online travel agent and you talk to him, you become friendly. I'm not getting enough sale. Can you promote? So they will promote. They'll help you promote. So personal selling becomes a very important aspect in hospitality. I think it is one of the most major points in hospitality. Direct marketing, another aspect. What is direct marketing? It's a cost-effective way. You have list of database of customers who come and met you. You've created that profile of each of those customers who come. You directly market. You know their knowledge. You have knowledge of those customers. Know those customers. You know their behavioral patterns. You know where they are. Your database has been created. So what are you doing? You're directly advertising to them. Now you can do it by email. You can do it via other aspects, by sending SMSs or WhatsApp messages. You can talk to them directly. But you're directly marketing to them. You're informing them of the other facilities you're doing or different activities you're doing. So it helps. It helps and it focuses you. So, and it allows you to do research. So direct marketing is also very cost-effective way of doing marketing, because it starts with the basis of knowledge which you already have obtained. It's a two-way communication. You are using different kinds of media. Like I said, you can do anything in here. You can send a mail, you can call them, you can talk to them. Direct marketing can happen through your website, your mobile devices, like I said, e-commerce sites. So many ways of communicating with them. But it's a direct way of communicating with them because you've already created a database. You have specific characteristics of your existing customers and potential customers. You know their geographical areas. You know where they are from. You know what their purchasing behaviors have been with you in the past. So you are aware of them. You know a certain type of customer who keeps coming to you may not want a certain aspect which you're trying to promote. So you don't send it to them, you send it to the others. You know this guy will buy. But you have to make him aware, so you talk to that guy. So direct marketing is another very essential aspect. And digital marketing is also a way of direct marketing, which has now become a norm. Digital marketing is a vast subject. So we're going to touch it briefly. We're not going to get into major depths of digital marketing. The first essential aspect of digital marketing is your own website. Your website is a tool of advertisement. Your website is the tool which you are giving all the information which you want to give to the customer. So all information is there. You also have your booking and price inquiries and things like that in your website. Now when a person types hotels in Mumbai, your website should feature on top. How do you do that? So there is a process called search engine optimizations, which is the SEOs. So you have to make your websites appear in the top 3, top 4, so it is visible quickly to customers. The second thing is your advertising on Google, which actually puts you on top, because you're paying money to them to put you on top. So that's the second thing which you need to do. So these are two really important aspects. So your website gets visible. What else can you do? There are lots of social media available. There's YouTube, there's Facebook, there is Twitter, where you send tweets of what things which are happening, you create a fan following in YouTube, Twitter, and you record videos of events which you are doing in your premises. There is constant messaging happening. There is constant feedback getting feedback also. People are tweeting at you also. I was there, you know, I didn't like this, I love this. Constantly replying to them. People are watching your property. I mean, YouTube images are there. You're using all digital tools available to you for marketing. You're doing an entire campaign on the social media platforms. You're networking. You're marketing not only to potential customers, you're also marketing to existing customers. They become your fans first on social media. So your communication with them is very high. And you need to keep communicating with them. This is the best way and the fastest way and the cheapest way to communicate with them. Using Twitter, using Facebook, creating online competitions, engaging with them. These are all marketing tools. So social media marketing is a very important aspect which you need to look at. See, online marketing and internet marketing is now one of the biggest tools which are used. You know, print and newspapers, television ads, very expensive. Give you a lot of exposure, but very, very expensive. So you've got to promote yourself not only as an hospitality product, but also as a destination. You have to promote yourself as the destination. You are a part of that destination. You are a part of that area, the ecosystem of the area. It's, you know, with the advent of bookings.com and Make My Trip and all these booking engines which have come into the market, whole thing is about how you're perceived in an online scenario. And what is your online scenario? Now, to ensure sales which comes through these booking engines, and so you have to ensure that customers who have booked through them give you a good review. Put up photographs, put up videos from themselves onto their sites. You keep engaging with them, keep talking to them. You will generate more revenue because at the end of the day, these are the customers. If there is a complaint put on these online platforms, you need to address it immediately and quickly. And to the satisfaction of the person who is complaining and to the satisfaction of the viewers who are watching you handle it. It becomes a marketing tool. Okay, this guy had an issue. He addressed it. It was addressed beautifully. It was addressed nicely. Oh yeah, this is a good place to go. So he books. Next time he's coming into your area. So that makes an important aspect. And you use both. These are natural aspects. They're paid services also. You pay in Google to get up. In YouTube also you pay for your visibility. You pay in Facebook also for your visibility. Plus all of these, Facebook and Twitter allows you to target tweets to a particular demographic. In a particular geography also. That also you pay for. So all these, there are paid services, there are non-paid services. But all that is very important. Your visual appeal is important. Visual appeal, not only on the ground. But what is on the ground has to be supported visually online. That gives a person an opportunity to see you, makes you visible. It's a direct mode of marketing. It is a two-way interaction, and it is an interpersonal way. So it becomes a very important tool. And it is today driving business. The additional business is coming from online marketing. So these are the nuances of the different promotional strategies which you go to see. This is what is the basics of it. Now, there are mnemophores, examples which can be given. You can go into details of every aspect, into hours and hours of details. But this is what will put you into the right frame of mind when you're thinking of the hospitality industry. Till next time, thank you very much.